I'm Steve McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Lynn McLean, M-C-L-A-N-E. Address is 2975 Sandy, S-A-N-D-I Drive, Chico, California, 95973-530-8955, 88-35, ID XXXXX8672, date of birth 2-5-1950, 73-year-old married retired woman, dash previous dancer and singer. Insurance is Medicash / United Healthcare / AARP, Pharmacy Rite Aid, 530-343-9495. It's address 2-5-1950. Dr. Terrence Foster, M.D., 274 Cohasset Road, Suite 110, Chico, California, 95926-530-809-1283-530-897-3758, parenthesis fax and parenthesis carbon copy. Dr. Francis McDermott, M.D., below that psychiatry. Below that, 1660 Humboldt Road, Suite 3, Chico, California, 95928. 530-899-3370, 530-894-4030, fax, a clinical indication. History of continuous headaches, tremor, dizziness. New paragraph, comorbid medical problems. Depression. Insomnia and history of cognitive decline. Dear Dr. Foster and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Lynn McLean, who was seen today, accompanied by her husband, providing additional information. New paragraph. Both Lynn and her husband seem especially anxious at today's interview. In consideration of her ongoing care, new paragraph. Much of her interview time was spent on obtaining information about the benefits of her current treatment and her current treatment regimen in review. Noting her complaints of neck stiffness, imbalance, and headaches. New paragraph. Historical review reveals that she's been treated with antidepressant medications in the past, narcotic analgesics and muscle relaxers for back pain transitioned to pain-modifying antidepressants, benzodiazepines, and trazodone at bedtime. New paragraph, she still is taking venlafaxine, ondansetron, more recently buspirone 5 milligrams, olanzapine, which she reported was beneficial in helping her, was discontinued, possibly due to common side effects of that medication. She was previously taking propranolol, diazepam, alprazolam, methadone, and oxycodone years ago. New paragraph. More recently, she completed MR imaging of the brain, which was reviewed today. A study completed at Inlow Medical Center showed scattered punctate and focal areas of flare hyperintensity in the supratentorial, periventricular, and justicortical white matter, numerous in the frontal lobes, varying in diameter size from 1 to 3.5 millimeters, parenthesis, not so small, in parenthesis. The remainder of her brain described by Dr. John Jordan, M.D., appeared unremarkable for age with no evidence of unusual intervascular changes. There was no commentary on the nature of her memory retention anatomy. New paragraph. In consideration and review of her current regimen and her history of significant dyspnea with insomnia, initial insomnia, and possible medication interactions contributing to her current state of anxiety, I'm suggesting the following. Number one, we will obtain extensive and comprehensive laboratory testing to exclude comorbid medical illness contributing to your symptoms. Copies to your office. New paragraph. I am readjusting her hypnotic regimen, substituting 15 milligrams to begin of mirtazapine at bedtime for the trazodone, holding the clonazepam, and monitoring her progress. New paragraph. High-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging will be obtained at the local imaging center for more definitive evaluation while she completes the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires. for a more comprehensive assessment of her capacity. New paragraph, I explained all this to her and her husband today, who I believe did understand that we are moving forward to do an evaluation. To consider and exclude and therapeutically treat disorders contributing to cerebral degenerative findings. New paragraph, diagnostic electroencephalography will also be completed. New paragraph, I will see her for reevaluation with those results, with an additional report, and sign with my professional signature.